Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The View starts live right now. The House Wine. As Congress descends into bickering chaos.
Somebody needs therapy here.
And clashing conservatives have Speaker Johnson's future and the GOP majority hanging by a thread.
I don't know how long people are going to tolerate this because he's doing nothing but serving the Democrats.
This constant effort to hold the Congress hostage has to come to an end.
Is it all downhill from here? Or did the speaker just find his voice?
History judges us for what we do. This is a critical time right now.
Then, from bringing rising climate temperatures and gas prices down to earth, to turning the heat down on Trump's claim about electric vehicles wrecking the auto industry.
It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm is bringing some positive energy to our ABC News The Power of Us initiative. Plus, actor and comedian Chris O'Dowd is revealing what's behind the latest The Big Door prize. Here come Hot Topics with Whoopi, Sarah Haynes, Anna Navarro, Joy Behar, Sunny Hostin, and Alyssa Farah Griffin. Now, let's get things started.
Nice to see everybody. Welcome back. So this is what happened. A majority of Americans, as you probably know, are worried about the direction the country's headed in. And the House of Representatives is not doing much to, like, give us any confidence in them because they're spending a lot of time and tax dollars on matters like this. Take a look.
This is a hearing on China, and you all have an obsession with Russia and Trump. It's disturbing.
We can talk
you
about China
therapy.
And Trump or Russia
you all
and Trump.
Need, He's got to need therapy, Mr. Raskin.
No. You need therapy. You're the one who's involved with the deranged politician, not me. You got nothing on Joe Biden.
No. Answer this question. What did the Bidens do? What business were they in?
Somebody needs therapy here, but it's nobody on our side of the aisle, okay?
Because this is not just right versus left. Conservatives want Republican Speaker Mike Johnson out as well. Remember him? He just got in there. Now they want his behind out of there, too. Check this clip out.
Is your support for your motion to vacate growing?
It is growing. I think some people are becoming more angry than I am. I don't know how long people are going to tolerate this because he's doing nothing but serving the Democrats.
I do not spend time walking around thinking about the motion to vacate. If Marjorie brings the motion, she brings the motion, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. I have to do what I have to do, and then the members will vote their conscience as well.
The speaker is still pushing ahead with bills to fund Israel and Ukraine and other allies. I mean, did he suddenly look over and cough and notice that there's a whole other side of people and say, well, what do you think? Let me see what you're talking about, because I think it's a tiny glimmer of hope, though that's just being optimistic. But what is happening?
Because he's actually doing his job.
Yeah.
I forgive him for all of the past sins. A
couple of weeks?
Yeah. I mean, he's anti-climate, he's anti-gay, he's all the things that, you know, we don't like in the Democratic Party. But in this case, he's siding. So it's just like I forgive Romney, mm-hmm. I forgive Chris Christie, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. anybody else who worked for him.
Well,
Because I'm a forgiving person.
You're in such a delightful mood today. No, listen, it's better late than never with Mike Johnson. Mm-hmm. So I got my start in my career in Capitol Hill, and it used to be so fun to be part of writing legislation, giving and taking, working with the Democrats to see where you can find compromise, or doing committee hearings where you're like, I know what we're trying to do will tangibly help people. That is not what is happening with this House Republican Conference. And for months, Mike Johnson delayed aid to Ukraine. Ukrainians lost territory to mm-hmm. Russia in that period of time. Ukrainians lost their lives in that period of time. But I'm grateful now that he is moving forward on these bills. It's important. The President Biden supports them. And I think this House Republican Conference needs to wake up to the fact that they've not proven they deserve to win their majority next time around. Mm-hmm. They're blocking border security, which was our top priority because Trump told them to. They're blocking Ukraine and maybe turning the tide of the war until now because Trump told them to.
And half this country takes them seriously. That's what's appalling.
And it's a third, actually. It's not half.
It's not a third.
It's not half. But Marjorie Taylor Greene was espousing Russian propaganda in a committee hearing, and she got called out by Maxwell Frost, who we've had on the show. And it's like, these people are not serious people.
Well, they're also losing sight of the fact that this isn't about a jersey you're putting on and a win or a loss, because she said, this is just a win for the Democrats. No, this could help the Ukrainians. This could help the Israelis. This could help the people in Gaza. This could help the border. There's a lot at stake here. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's, we will vote against all the lives that are involved in this stuff because we can't give those pesky Democrats a win. That's just so unserious, insincere, and that's the other problem with the close numbers in the House, is that this allows for them to co-opt voting and just vote people out.
But isn't it about, you know, kissing the butt of Trump?
It's like
their lips are attached.
That's giving me a visual, and I don't need it
It is. And you know, I think that the Republicans, if I'm right, can only lose one vote, mm-hmm. right, at this point. And so they really need to do the work of the people. That's what they were sent in to do. I myself am not as forgiving as you are, Joy. We all know that. I'm the curmudgeon.
Lent is over. She's done.
Mike Johnson, did what he needed to do to get this position. And I think he's in the position now. And now he's like, oh, wow. I really have to do work. And so I think that is a good thing. But when you have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and other people on the Republican side telling other people that they need therapy when everybody needs therapy on the Republican side, they're deeply unserious, and I'm offended by it.
You know what's offensive to me?
What?
Whoopee.
I don't know. These little snowflakey people, they're the people who said, you know, mm-hmm. oh, you can't take it, huh? What, we can't take the heat?
Yeah.
I'm discovering that most of the folks on the other side are the snowflakes.
Yeah,
they're the ones that are afraid of information. They're the ones who are afraid of history.
Yeah.
It's not us, it's y'all.
Right.
Y'all are afraid that what's happening is happening without you. And it shouldn't be, but you're letting it happen. You're letting all of these decisions be made without you being taken seriously. No one is taking you people seriously, and you should be worried about it.
Why are they in the bed with the Russians? I mean, we grew up at a time when if you were pro-Russian in any way, you were hauled before the Hugh Act Committee, and your life was ruined and you were blacklisted. Now, all of a sudden, these people are all about the Russians.
Because of Trump.
Why are Americans accepting that all of a sudden?
And they should.
The Democrats commies. They're the commies.
But one thing I just want to reiterate, which we've said before on the show, there's a lot of wrong information out there that the U.S. cuts a blank check to Ukraine. Like, we hand them one of those big old checks and we're like, go do it what you will. That's not what we do. We build weapons here. It adds to our economy.
Right,
it benefits our economy so that they can then use those weapons to defeat our common adversary, the Russians.
Do you know why I love you? Because you make sense.
Thank you.
And you know why it's so hard to figure the other side out? Because they've forgotten that we, the people, make the decisions about what goes on in this country. And every time they try to usurp it, you know, I was listening to a book today, talking about women's rights in the early part of the century.
Oh.
And, you know, women could do nothing. Mm-hmm. You had to be married or you didn't exist. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to go back to that? Why are we allowed? This is the thing. I don't understand why We didn't get angrier sooner, and I know people are angry now because I hear it. Mm-hmm. But why are we going backwards in a way that is not good for the economy? It's not good for the country.
You know, Gore Vidal, the great writer, thinker, said that he called this the United States of amnesia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
So
yes,
between
did.
Fake news and amnesia, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think people are starting to recognize what fake news actually is.
Oh, well.
Because they're seeing it in real time in a strange way. But here's something that is not fake news. I'm thrilled to be lending my voice to the audiobook for John Grisham's latest thriller, Camino Ghosts. It's
You and Ghosts.
You and Ghosts, in fact, I got my woman.
It's on sale May 28th, and John Grisham will be here to talk about it.
I can ask
him what he really thinks.
You're reading the book.
I read his book, yes.
Wow.
It's really good.
He's always so good.
It's really, really good. So I had to tell you
that
because they asked us to. And we'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Is it running on high? Is it drained or somewhere in between? Sometimes life gets so busy and we forget to check in with ourselves. With social gatherings picking up, it's easy to spread ourselves thin. I've been thinking a lot about finding the right balance. How much socializing is just right for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you're a social butterfly or someone who needs a bit more alone time. Therapy has been a game changer for many. It's not just about addressing major trauma. It's about gaining self-awareness, positive coping skills, and learning to set boundaries. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. So if you're considering therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Take care of your social battery, and if therapy is on your mind, BetterHelp is here for you. Cheers to self-discovery and a healthier you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/view to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/view. Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
Welcome back. Breakout college hoop superstar and number one draft pick Caitlin Clark just signed with the NBA's Indiana Fever for, and are you ready? $76,000. In fact, the entire, listen to me. Listen to this, because if you thought that was some way to hear this. The entire Fever payroll is $1.2 million.
Less.
That is less than the minimum salary for a single NBA player with a year's experience. So the women have the headlines, they have the fans, they have the viewers. When the hell are they going to get paid? I don't understand why, because ESPN, who we work for, also part of the Disney thing, you know, they came in and swooped in and said, oh, okay, we're going to start to do this. I don't understand why they didn't say, and I know that there's a re-up coming.
There is.
But they should have kissed this deal by taking care of all of the WNBA and giving them enough money for a bump up, because you know you have another deal to make. But they should have sweetened that deal.
Let me just put it into context a little bit, because it does seem terribly unfair, right? The salary amount. I'm on the WNBA Board of Advocates.
Yeah, I know.
So we were working on this collective bargaining agreement. Yeah. By the way, this new collective bargaining agreement that was signed in 2020 gave the players a 53% increase in salary.
So that should tell you how bad it was.
Now, in context, though, they also got better travel arrangements, because they were actually putting these very tall women in coach. They were sharing hotel rooms.
Yeah.
They were riding terrible buses. So we came a long way from where we were. But
ish.
The bottom line ish. But the bottom line is, you know, the NBA has been in existence for 50 more years than the WNBA. They do bring in more money. They bring in about, you know, several billion dollars as opposed to several million dollars. But times have changed. Mm-hmm. We know that this college basketball game was viewed by more people than all the men's college basketball games.
Bigger than the overall revenue. It's that 40% of NBA league revenues go to player salaries in the NBA. In the WNBA, they only put forth 10%.
Yeah.
So this isn't about they make billions, they make millions.
Because a new group has come in and could have sweetened all of that.
They should have.
The money they're bringing in,
the Fanatics sold more Clark jerseys in 1 hour after she was drafted than any other sport or player ever.
Yes.
I think we're going to see a change. There's no question with the new collective bargaining agreement.
We'll see. Yeah.
The key is because the
critics will say, well, it's the economics. They don't bring in as much revenue. But we learned from women's soccer that if you invest in promoting, in being on commercials, advertising, the viewers
come. There was no WNBA to watch.
Correct.
They didn't show it.
U.S. women's soccer ended up being more profitable than the men's team, and it took the league so long to catch up. If you invest in the players, in the merchandising, the viewers
will
be there.
And the advertisers don't pay the WNBA broadcast as much as they pay the NBA broadcast.
But ESPN makes those deals. I've put a lot of this on ESPN, because I feel like if you're going to go for a brand new thing and you're going to, because you know they're not making any money, so it's a good deal for you at the moment. You know you're going to have to come in and collective bargain late next year. But my feeling was, listen, when you took them on, you should have said, you know, we can't pay everybody what they're getting, but we're going to give you a jump. And I think you still have time to do that, because these numbers, and yeah, you didn't used to show the WNBA. Let's be honest with you. You weren't interested in women's sports.
They were not. And can I just add this one thing?
Yeah,
this is why Brittany Griner was in Russia and got detained for 10 months.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's remember that. She was detained because a Russian team paid her $1 million a year. She just extended her contract with the WNBA for $150,000.
Yeah.
Maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene should move to Russia and make more money.
I don't know if she can play ball.
Okay.
She doesn't play ball.
I won't even answer any of that, because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Sunny, tell everybody where you were last night.
Last night, I went to opening night, the premiere of The Wiz on Broadway. The Wiz. I have to tell you, I am old enough to have gone to the original Broadway show starring Stephanie Mills. I remember seeing the film. This will not let you down. It was absolutely incredible. It's been updated. Please, everyone, go see this incredibly iconic Broadway show. I don't think enough people go to Broadway. If you get the chance to go, I know the tickets are sometimes expensive.
What are you talking
about? Well, they were saying that some people just don't have the money to go.
Oh, that's another story.
So if you have the money
to go, it's very expensive.
Please go.
TKTS.
It was fantastic.
By the time you do the car and the babysitter and the dinner and the transportation from New Jersey.
And don't forget when you're coming from downtown now, trying to go down to uptown.
Oh, you got
that. It's gonna cost you.
But please go. Please go
anyway.
Please go.
They need to work those ticket prices out a little.
Yeah.
Well, you know, spring is a big time for weddings, apparently, which can be really overwhelming for a lot of couples. In fact, New York survey of recently married people found that 20% got cold feet at the last minute, almost ducked out of the ceremony. Did you have any 11th hour panic? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every yeah. single time, right?
Every, well, yeah. My mother said to me, you know, or you just get in the car.
Yeah, you can.
I can see you don't want to do this. I said, I know I don't, but I invited all these people who spent all this money and got to go through it. And she said, that's dumb. Yeah. That's dumb. And she was right. Three times.
I didn't have cold feet for Max. I had cold feet for my wedding. Same. I didn't want the, like, as it got closer, the stress and the anxiety yeah. and the drama and the, it started to not, I didn't recognize it. It started to go from something so sweet and built on something to, like, oh my gosh, can we leave now? And Max is like, I have a feeling they're expecting at least one of us.
I was so traumatized by the first one that... that I waited 29 years to do the second one.
Really? How did you feel the second time around?
No, but that time it was like, you know, I mean, you know.
She waited 29 years. Same man.
First time I was very young. I was 22. And in those days, you felt older in those days than you do now because people did not live as long back in those days.
And you were older. We were older when we were young. It's just how the world was. We had to be. We had to know how to get back and forth to stuff.
I remember my first wedding as being a performance on my part. Mm-hmm. It was like entertaining my aunts and uncles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I did the certain kind of dance. Right. I picked a song that I knew they would like.
Yeah.
Wow.
It had to be you. I should have picked Help. I Need Somebody. But it was like... I say to young girls who want to have a wedding, but they're not sure if they want to get married, take an acting class and do a scene from the bride's... the bride's... Some wedding movie. Do a scene
If you
first.
Want the wedding and not the marriage, you shouldn't be getting married. The wedding is like just a party. The marriage is what you need to watch.
That's why that's why I don't do it anymore.
Have a just party.
I just party now.
Ditch the husband, bring the party.
Oh, yeah. Get out of my house. Get out of my house. Get out of my bed. Not happening.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
That's right. We'll be right back.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
ABC News series, The Power of Us, People, Climate, and Our Future, is kicking off just in time for next week's Earth Day. And joining us now to weigh in on hot topics from rising temperatures and gas prices to how we can all do our part to save the planet. Please welcome U.S. Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah.
That's a neat. So, Madam Secretary, thanks for joining us.
Yes, of course.
And as we're all gearing up to celebrate Earth Day, from your perspective, what is the single most important thing people watching this right now can do to fight climate change and reduce or lower our own carbon footprint?
Okay, so there's great news, which is that because of the laws that were passed under President Biden, he's really obsessed with climate. He's also obsessed with lowering costs for people, and the two can combine. So one of the biggest things that you can do is to be able to weatherize your home, and there are tax credits associated with doing that. So for example, if you want to install windows that don't leak out the, you know, the heat in the winter and the cold in the summer, you can get a tax credit for that. You can get a tax credit for installing a heat pump instead of, if your HVAC goes out. I mean, you can get a 30% tax credit or up to $2,000. So that's one thing, is weatherize your home and save money at the same time. If you weatherize your home, you can save about 30% on your energy bill. Great. The second thing that people can consider is their transportation, meaning if they switch over, if, you know, if you're in the market for a new car, and you decide you want to look at electric vehicles.
Or hybrid.
This is the time.
Or hybrid
electric. You can get a $7,500 tax credit at the dealer if the car is made in the United States. So that's $7,500 off.
Wow.
And if you're driving that car, I know some of you have electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. In terms of the price at the gas pump, it costs you right now, on average, to fill up an average tank is about $55.
Yeah.
If you charge it, it's for to go the same distance, it's between $15 and $30, depending on the kind of charger you use.
Wow.
So, I mean, think about it. You could be saving every time you fill up.
What if you live in the projects? What if you don't have a home?
So this is super important. So part of the president's agenda is to make sure that we have charging stations everywhere where there are gaps. And so there are gaps in urban areas. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and in New York, man, who can find a place to park to begin with, right? Yeah. People don't have garages, et cetera. So every state got money, including New York, to creatively find ways to charge. So in New York, for example, it might be that if you need a charger, you go to one of these areas where they have multiple chargers to charge up. Or they're looking at ways to, like, be able to pull down a charger from a streetlight.
Right.
And use that to charge your car. Using, charging
stations.
Aren't they
doing something with the roads?
Well, that is a little bit further down.
Yeah.
You are thinking ahead, and you are, as always.
But that's the way to do it. When you're driving, you're charging.
And this is good in rural America as well.
Yeah. Pardon me? Yeah.
It's good in rural America.
In rural America, too. Yeah, in fact, the president's goal is to get 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations across the country to take away the range anxiety that people feel of not being able to find a place to charge. And in addition to that, the Department of Energy, we are a science entity, and we've got 17 national labs, and we're all focused on how do you extend the range of the vehicles. So now, when you buy an electric vehicle, most electric vehicles can go between 150, 300 miles.
Yeah.
But they're working up to 500 miles, so you need fewer times to charge. You know, if you're an Uber driver and you have to refill your gas tank all the time, and on average, you go about 200 miles a day, I mean, that's a huge savings for folks.
That is.
So anyway, that's one of the ways you can reduce your bills and reduce your carbon pollution.
Okay, so while President Biden, who cares about his grandchildren, is working very hard on this, as you just pointed out, he has record climate investments. Former president, I mean, he can't even say it, Trump, he says he would be a dictator on day one and drill, drill, drill. You know, he couldn't care less about his grandchildren. And he spreads conspiracy theories that wind turbines are killing whales and causing cancer. Here's the problem that makes me nuts. A new Washington Post poll shows that nearly half of Republicans now believe, Trump, that climate change is a hoax. How much more evidence do these people need when they see what goes on with hurricanes, et cetera?
Yeah.
How do we convince these people to start believing the truth?
Yeah, totally, Joy. It's a version of fake news, right? People are believing things that are not accurate. For anybody who cares about this, we have a section on our website at energy.gov called Malarkey Corner, which debunks a lot of this stuff. But the bottom line is, you know, people are seeing every day what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, for the past 10 years, it has been every year a record year of heat, right? Yeah. And you're seeing it globally. The costs of cleaning up after all these extreme weather events, taxpayers are having to pay for that. And people are starting to experience. But you know, here's my good news about this, is that—
Aren't you Professor Positive?
I am, because I'm seeing this happen across, you know, we're all so cynical about politics, et cetera. But, but under, you know, the president had these bills that were passed, and Lord knows, policy actually works, because what we are seeing is all of these factories being built across America, hiring young people in red states, in blue states, to be able to build the means to reduce our climate pollution, like whether they're solar panel factories or EV factories or battery factories for those EVs. We've had, you know, I've come from Michigan. I was the former governor of Michigan. We saw so many jobs leave, so much offshoring, you know, of jobs and communities that are devastated by a factory going somewhere else.
The car factories,
exactly, car factories. But this was true in manufacturing all across because, you know, we have economic competitors like China who have a strategic plan to go and get and build up their manufacturing sector. But what the president has done is said, we're not going to do that anymore. We are going to get manufacturing back in this country. And this sector, this clean energy sector, is a huge opportunity for jobs, for young people, for old people, for rural folks, for folks in communities that have been left behind. Since these bills have been passed, just in the energy sector, there have been 600 factories that have cropped up in pockets all across America to build these. It's amazing. The manufacturing sector is back. Jobs are back. Stamp it, made in America. Use it here. Use it with American workers. Just saying.
I do want to ask about.
Whoopi, you don't look convinced.
I am convinced, but I do have questions because people are getting bills, energy bills,
electric bills.
Bills that are insane. And I don't understand how you can tell, because I watch these guys, they come and they look at the little thing going around and then they read the number. How do you know $300 is on there? How do you know to charge me?
Yes, good point.
And more specifically, I did want to ask Madam Secretary, gas prices. They're somewhat on the rise, but they did go down significantly. We're seeing them rise a bit. Former White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain had encouraged the president to focus on pocketbook issues to voters. What is the administration doing to lower those prices, and should we be worried about the conflict in the Middle East contributing?
Yeah, we should. And thank you for raising that, because people may not be aware. Of course, oil is where you get your gas from, and it's traded on a global market. And so if there is a conflict in, you know, the Strait of Hormuz that blocks the flow of oil, that impacts you, what you pay at the pump. If, you know, if Russia invades Ukraine, that impacts what you pay at the pump. But the bottom line is, the president is really focused on this. And when Ukraine invaded, when Russia invaded Ukraine, we have his big tool called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and he released oil along with convincing our allies around the world to do the same so that we put more supply on the market, because what it was, all these Russian barrels were pulled out. The president is watching this. He's obsessed with it, and so we're going to be doing what we can.
But Jennifer, when are you going to run for president?
Oh, my Lord. What were you saying?
Shouldn't gas companies be better corporate citizens and lower the prices and stop gouging the American people?
This is I know the president has really called upon this, and to increase supply as well. This is, I know. I see. We're getting the wind up. Thanks, you guys.
Madam Secretary, come back.
All right.
Come back again.
Appreciate it.
Because this is really good. For more information on her department's new fuel savings calculator, you can visit our website, because we'll put you in mind of where to go. And, of course, we'll be right back. And welcome back. Actor and comedian Chris O'Dowd is back for the second season of Big Door Prize, where he's still getting mixed messages about what the future holds for him. Take a look.
Yes, definitely. I have some free time after my current period tomorrow. Giorgio's at 7 tonight? What day is tonight? What day is today for tonight? I mean,
it's Monday.
Monday, that's right. The old start of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think.
Hey, Dust, my roomie Nutbag and I are gonna get crunk tonight. Yellow shots and energy drinks. Few in?
Nutbag, did you say?
Yeah.
As welcoming as an invitation as that is, Alice and I have some brainstorming to do.
Oh, Well, you're lost, buddy. More beef jerky for us.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a loss.
Please welcome the fabulous Chris O'Dowd.
Hello, everybody. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. What a treat.
Oh, we love that little brogue. It's been a while for those accents in America.
You look like how I sound. That's not right.
You look Irish. I meant the red hair.
I meant the red hair.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Chris,
it's all natural, too.
What an awful opener.
Chris, you and your wife, Dawn, have two young sons and...
What?
Yeah. Post-COVID, like a lot of people, you went for a change of scenery, you picked up, moved. How'd that go for you?
We're right in the middle of it right now. My wife just sent me some delightful photos of cardboard boxes and a lot of exclamation marks and angry emojis. We're right in the midst of it. But it's good. The kids are kind of settled in now. We've been over for 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
But we just found a place. So it's... It's a nightmare, isn't it, really? Just going anywhere is a nightmare.
Yes,
so going far places with lots of things is even worse.
Moving is the worst. Well, you grew up in Ireland, but you also lived in Paris and London before you ultimately moved to Los Angeles. Was there ever a moment that you're in L.A. and you're like, I'm a Los Angelan, or whatever you guys call yourselves?
Angelino.
Angelino.
You yeah. kind of get that faint waft of something in the air and you realize it's a wildfire. And you kind of realize, this is us. I was hoping it was going to be Bourganvillea, but more often than not, it's just ash.
Oh, yeah.
So there is that kind of feeling of getting out of it in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I have a nostalgic love of drizzle, and I found it again in London, which has been delightful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nostalgic love of drizzle.
We had a lot of drizzle here.
Oh, yeah, it's rough.
But you know, you have said as a kid, your house was a feminist stronghold. So you must feel very comfortable sitting with us.
This is great. I had three older sisters, so this is kind of great. I feel like you're all just going to tell me my faults now.
Oh, are we allowed to do that?
What was the best thing about it?
Oh, I loved it, actually. And it was wild. I was the youngest of five, so it was kind of mad. It was a lot of girls going around, I suppose, with different things on their faces to take care of other skin care problems and being genuinely angry with me because of what some other man had done. But it toughens you up, you know.
It does. It also softened you up. Some of the best men have sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some of them.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not all.
Oh, that's fair.
Some of them. Bridesmaids is one of my favorite movies on the planet.
You.
So I can't. I have to say it. But let's talk about your show.
More amazing women.
Let's talk about your show, The Big Door Prize. It's about to start its second season. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You play Dusty. You can clap for that. It's fine.
Thank you.
You play Dusty, a teacher in the small town of Deerfield, where everything seemed fine and dandy, until this machine called the Morpho appears. It looks like an arcade game, but it spits out cards that reveal everyone's true potential and makes people second-guess their paths in life.
Ooh.
What can fans look forward to this season? Any spoilers?
I'm going to just tell you everything that happens. I mean, essentially, we leave Dusty, my character, in the midst of a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. And this Morpho machine acts as a bit of a catalyst for change as much as anything else. And so the whole town buy into it, much to his consternation. He kind of starts off as a bit of a cynic. But then in the end, he ends up questioning his own long-term marriage. He's with his kind of school sweetheart.
Yeah.
So they're going on 20-odd years. They're about to be empty nesters. And they slowly drift apart as we come into season two. And we'll see if they'll come back together, but they have this kind of relationship rumspringa, which is a new one to me, where essentially you just tell each other everything that you are... It's like getting everything out of the cupboard.
Everything that you don't like?
That's such a mistake.
Oh, no.
It turns out to be an absolute disaster, if I'm honest with you, Joy.
It's a disaster. You have to just pretend.
But we kind of find out more information from this Morpho machine.
Yeah.
And there's a kind of another stage that it's telling us that we're supposed to go down. But it really acts as a device for people. What really attracted me to it, the idea that you can be brought in by just one idea can be powerful enough to engage you, to make you change your behavior, because we're seeing it everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
However, while the idea, if it's engaging enough and hopeful enough, you might buy into it.
Well, Chris, the morpho kind of, oh, sorry.
That's all right. I was just going to, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Are you going back on stage at some point?
I hope so. I did a play on the West End. I was just thinking yesterday, it's 10 years since I did a play here on Broadway, and Whoopi very kindly came to see it. And I have a photo somewhere. She sent me some tea afterwards.
Yeah.
We did Of Mice and Men on Broadway.
Ooh.
And I had this little card that said, you blew me away, love Whoopi. Oh. And I had it up on the notice board behind my desk for years and years. Yeah.
Oh.
But no, I'm hoping to do something next year.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh. Well, you obviously played Officer Nathan Rhodes in the iconic Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
We all are huge fans. Now, when you auditioned for the role, did you walk away thinking, I've got this in the bag?
No, no. I really, to be honest, when I was walking in, God, it's such a good movie.
It's good.
How lucky did I get there? They could have put a hat stand in that movie. But I remember walking in, you have to sign in when you're in audition rooms. And it had all of these names that I was very familiar with.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, it suddenly made me feel not in any way nervous, because I walked into the room going, there's just no chance. And so it kind of opened up, and I was, and Kristen was there, and we just improvised for a good while. And I left thinking, I'm going to do something in this film, because we had such a good time.
Oh, wow.
But it was wonderful. But I kind of think always of that list and think, they all would have been better.
Impossible. He's very self-deprecating. He's one of the best out there.
Yeah.
And has always been. But anyway, thank you, Chris O'Dowd. It's so good to see you. First three episodes of season 2 of The Big Door Prize starts streaming on Apple TV Plus. Very important, remember, Apple TV Plus. It starts on April 24th, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit.
Hi. Welcome back. We want you all to have a great day, take a little time to enjoy the view, and we'll see you tomorrow, because that's how we do.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, This podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.